Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says the long-term outlook for the tourism industry is positive, as there are major investments expected. Citing a steady flow of investment in hotels in Jamaica by both local and foreign investors, Dr. McNeill has credited the government's economic reform program with helping to fuel this boom in tourism investments. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
What has been driving this boom, Minister? What has the government been doing right? Why is Jamaica so attractive as a tourism location of investment?
There are a number of things. The first thing that I put on the table is the fact that in terms of the marketing, right now Jamaica is hot. There's tremendous demand for Jamaica. So the rooms we have are full. So it means that the yields are up. And once the yields are up, it's a good investment opportunity. That's number one. Number two, we have just gone through some tax reform. We've moved from the Hotels Incentives Act to Omnibus, a Fiscals Incentives Act, which has changed the system. And one of the things it's done is made it a lot easier. You no longer apply to the minister who has to sign.
Discretionary power.
Yes, and the hotels incentives and he signs. Now you have certain specifications, certain things that you have to pass and get your license, etc. And once that happens, the incentives stripped in.
So that hasn't made the omnibus legislation, hasn't made things more difficult.
No,
it
made it easier.
Made it easier.
There are some limiting. It has its positives and negatives, depending on where you look at it from. But certainly, that has been an element in what we see going forward. Thirdly, I think people look at the economy of Jamaica. They look at what has happened over the last 3 or 4 years. And they're seeing an economy where we've made some real changes.
The economic reform program.
Our fiscal, exactly. You know, our interest rates are down. Mm-hmm. Inflation is down. So as I said, the indicators are right. So from an investment point of view, they're looking at a country where they feel the future is good. Yeah. So you have the right indicators within the tourism industry. Yes. The demand is there. And so what is happening is that we have a lot of persons who are now coming and looking to invest in Jamaica. And one of the things that I feel strongly about is that we're at a point now where there's tremendous opportunity in tourism, whether it is in the accommodation sector, whether it's in the attraction sector, the indirect areas, whether it's in the linkages, producing for the sector, manufacturing, agriculture, tremendous opportunities. And what I really want is for Jamaicans to take ownership. Yes. Now, we do have persons who have taken tremendous ownership.
Sagicor.
Sandals. The Hendrickson family, the Issa family. Yeah. You look at attractions, the Melvilles. So
but
the start
the
is there.
Also, but for smaller entrepreneurs, medium-sized entrepreneurs.
And that's where you look for those opportunities. Because what we don't want is to look back when it really has gone through this boom and look back and say, boy, we should have been more a part of it. And it's really putting the packaging together, knowing what the opportunities are. That's part of my job. That's why we've started the Linkages Hub. Is to see how we can get these opportunities to Jamaicans, because we want Jamaicans to take ownership of this sector. I look at tourism as a tool of social and economic development. I think that's how you have to look at it. You know, the easy way is whenever you're talking, you speak about your arrival figures are up and your airlift is good and investment is coming. Those are important indicators. But the extent to which it has a positive impact on the lives of Jamaicans, that's really going to tell the success of tourism. One of the things that I do in tourism is to say, how am I going to create jobs for Jamaicans? How am I going to create opportunities for Jamaicans? How am I going to create a better place for Jamaicans to live in through tourism? And so our focus in the ministry has somewhat shifted over the last 3 or 4 years from straight marketing and sales to how you're going to have a positive impact on the economy.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.